very good morning to you. It's about 11 o'clock now. Time for another spotlight here on Red River Radio. Actually, it's a special day. We're going to have a couple of spotlights in on this day. But right now, we're going to be talking about the Longview Symphony, about the upcoming season. And joining me in the studio right now is Jade Killingsworth, who is the executive director of the Longview Symphony Orchestra, and Gene Moon, maestro, music director and conductor of the Longview Symphony. So first of all, good morning. Thanks for making the trip in.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
All right. Why don't you start us off? I know you've got some sort of kickoff event here coming up in the next couple of days. We were talking about it a little bit off the microphone, but Jade, why don't you go ahead and start?
Okay, sure.
What this is.
Yeah, this is going to happen on Saturday, August 19th. And basically, we're calling this our symphony season kickoff. And we're using this as a way to thank our supporters by providing refreshments, live music, and a chance to talk to Gene about our upcoming season and just ask him any questions they might have. We're also going to have something really cool. It's a children's instrument petting zoo. And so this is a way for the kiddos to come in and interact with instruments they've probably never been able to see or touch before. And so that's going to be from 12 to 3 at the Longview Community Center downtown.
All right, that sounds terrific, and I was going to say they can pet the instruments, but they can't feed them, right?
They can't feed them. No, we definitely do not want such food objects within the instruments. Although it's funny, I hear so many stories about from my colleagues that are band directors who tell these horror stories about things that they're able to extract from their students' horns when they're cleaning them manually, and I'm thinking. No, I haven't.
I'm not sure I want to know.
I'm just glad we don't find like broccoli sprouts in our violas, you know, that kind of thing. So, but this will be a great time. We'll also have some live music going on.
Who do you have playing?
We have members of the Longview String Quartet.
Okay.
And also our concert mistress and principal cellist, Jennifer Dalmas, Evgeny Rychev, and myself will be doing some piano trios as well.
Oh, fine players,
and
too, the three of you.
Again, as Jade mentioned, throughout this interspersed with music, time to have conversations, talk, and just get to know a lot of the board members and musicians, and for us to learn about the community and what may interest them, because that always helps give us ideas on what kind of music we'd like to program.
Okay, and speaking of programming, why don't you talk a little bit about what you have lined up for the coming season?
We have four great programs. Our first one is the Halloween Spooktacular. And yes, we mean costumes and the whole regalia.
Okay.
Myself right. included.
You're gonna be in costume.
I will have scene changes
All
between
right.
pieces.
Excellent. All right.
It'll be a true test of speed and accuracy. And so I encourage everyone. That's Saturday, October 28th.
28th, yes.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. And then our December program is going to welcome Dallas Symphony Orchestra principal cellist Christopher Atkins.
Excellent.
Who will
Excellent
perform cellist. The Dvorak cello concerto with us.
Okay.
The February program is a fun, light chamber orchestra program. And here we have a good friend of mine, a clarinetist from Michigan, Chad Burrow, who will play that iconic Mozart clarinet concerto. Mm-hmm. Beautiful melodic lines. And we'll be doing one of my bucket list items that I've always wanted to work and prepare, and that's Stravinsky's Dumbarton Oaks.
Okay. Oh, great piece. Yeah.
I love that piece of music. Yeah. And we'll pair that along with its Baroque predecessor, the Bach Third Brandenburg Concerto, mm-hmm. as well. And then the final program is All That Jazz and three big American works, two of them that have the jazz sort of related feeling to it, which is Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue mm-hmm. with pianist Ning An and Bernstein's Symphonic Dances from West Side Story.
Mm-hmm. Big piece.
And then we'll close the program with the Grand Canyon Suite by Ferdi Groffet. And we have special slide projections by Stephen Lyas. I don't know if you know Stephen Lyas. He's our composer in residence at SFA.
I do indeed. In fact, he's done music of his.
Yeah, and he travels all around the country visiting parks and writing music based upon his visits. And he has a whole collage of slides from the Grand Canyon that go Makes in sense. Step lock with the piece.
So he's a photographer too?
Oh, he's a great photographer.
I didn't realize he was the photographer. I mean, I knew about his projects and, of course, you know, his the thing with the parks and all that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
He's a great photographer and has some great still images. So while we perform the Grand Canyon Suite, he will be coordinating the photos to go in line. So when we have the donkey solo, I'm hoping there'll be a donkey. I haven't seen the slides yet, but Steve is always full of surprises. So it's going to be a great program.
That's great. All right. So it sounds like a terrific season. And if people want to get tickets or just learn more about the concerts, what do they do?
They can go to longbeachsymphony.org or they can go to thebelchercenter.com and get tickets there.
Okay. So they have to buy tickets through the Belcher Center, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And the Belcher Center's box office is 903-233-3080. So 903-233-3080 for tickets. But the kickoff event that you're having, that's not at the Belcher Center, right? Or is that
right? It's at the Longview Community Center, and it is free to the public. So we hope everybody will come down.
All right. It sounds like a lot of fun. Some live music. So you're playing in a piano trio here. What are you playing? Do you know?
You know, Jen, Evgeny, and I just had our little rehearsal yesterday, and we read through a whole potpourri of music, and that's my job tonight, is to kind of put down the actual program, and
I know how that works.
I'm not positive. It's going to be a little bit of some cafe music, lounge music, things that, Evgeny pointed out, he said during yesterday's rehearsal, this is exactly the kind of music I'd love to have a cup of coffee and just enjoy while I'm sipping some coffee.
It sounds like a perfect idea, and that's essentially what you're trying to do.
Right.
So that's this Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
Between 12 and 3.
That's right.
I have that right, Longview Community Center, and get the kickoff and hear a little bit of music and the petting zoo for the kids, so you can bring the kids along. And, of course, you have the opportunity to learn about the entire Longview Symphony Orchestra season for the coming season. What season is this for the?
This is our 49th season. 49th season. Yes.
So an orchestra with a long history.
That's right.
Yeah.
And a wide variety of concerts. And this season that I think you've planned is a great example of that. A little bit of something for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So anything else you want to add that we haven't covered?
Not at this time. You know, it's. I encourage everyone to go to the website and learn more about Longview Symphony, and especially people within the community to support us. We have season ticket renewals going on right now. We'll have new season ticket subscriptions happening very soon.
Yeah.
And it's really important to do as much as we can to support all the arts that we have in East Texas.
I mean,
with you at Marshall Symphony, with East Texas Symphony Orchestra, there's an incredible amount that we as communities provide for our younger generations.
When I moved to this part of the country, and obviously I live in Shreveport, but one of the things that really caught my attention is all of the communities that have all of their arts, you know, all the symphony orchestras, this really serious interest in having this be a part of all of our communities. And I think that that's something very special that we have in this part of the country that doesn't necessarily carry through everywhere else.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we have ballet, we have theater.
Yes.
It's great. And there's something for everyone. And so, of course, we're here speaking on behalf of Longview Symphony. And so we encourage those in Longview and the surrounding areas to come out and support, find out more about us this Saturday. And buy tickets. They're great gifts, and they're just great experiences for you yourself.
All right. That's Gene Moon, who's the music director, conductor of the Longview Symphony Orchestra, and Jade Killingsworth, who's executive director of the of the Longview Symphony Orchestra. I want to thank both of you for being here for the Spotlight today.
Thank you for having us.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks.